Show, you bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are talking about direct sales. Alex is in New Jersey. He's been approached by a company that is selling knives, not necessarily door-to-door. However, you can get the appointments. They'll pay you to go to an appointment.
That's not true, though. They've got the Better Business seal that says that they don't do door-to-door.
I said, however you get the appointment. They don't
set the
appointments
for you. If you're going to do door-to-door and then they have this Better Business seal, they have to protect that.
I think what they're saying is, as a company, they don't do door-to-door. But if you need to get appointments, Mark, you either pick up the phone and do cold calls. Or first, they're going to tell you to work through your network of your friends and your family. That's the easy way to go, right?
And I don't think there's anything wrong with door-to-door sales either. But for some reason, the Better Business Bureau seems to think there is. If I was a real estate agent, I'd be doing door-to-door sales.
So you have to get appointments, and somehow you're going to have to pull that off. Door-to-door might be one way to go about doing that, and then you're just an independent representative going door-to-door. You're not the actual representative. You're not working for the company, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so he's evaluating this opportunity that has been presented to him, and he called in to ask us what we think. And, you know, it's a mixed bag. There's some kind of shady practices. There's a training location that's in a really crappy part of town in a kind of unsavory neighborhood that feels a little weird to be going to, and that certainly doesn't make a good first impression on a potential marketer. But on the other hand, the company has been around for a long time. It's Cutco, and they're being marketed by a company called Vector Marketing. They've been doing this for a long time. It's an established product, but then again, as you point out, Mark, a knife is a knife, right? I mean, some of them are better than others. Why can't you just go buy them at Walmart?
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. They offer a great guarantee and a high-quality knife.
Yeah.
So they say, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell. I wonder how many people who buy these can tell. There certainly are people out there that can. I'm sure my wife or Julia, your girlfriend or whomever couldn't tell the difference between a good knife and a bad knife. I'm not the one to evaluate that. It's difficult. And I say, you know, evaluate everything before you take the offer.
And they've
hired really
him.
What it is an offer.
And we just found out that they've hired him. He got a phone call while we were on the phone with him, and we put him on hold, and they've hired him. But then again, as the internet, if you just go and research the stuff, and there's a lot to look at, you're going to find both sides, right? You're going to find some people saying, I made a bunch of money at this, and then, of course, other people who don't understand sales are saying, well, it sucks, because you're not getting paid by the hour. So there's some truth out there, but you're going to have to sift through a lot of information in order to discover it. At least you actually have the internet today, whereas if you were approached with this opportunity two decades ago, you'd just have to kind of make a choice.
Make a guess. You know, you'd go with your gut feeling on it, and if you had the time to figure it out and do well at it, you'd do well, and if you didn't, you don't.
It seems to me like...
I want them to prance out the salesmen that have been there for a decade. That's who I want to talk to
them. It seems to me like that's not necessarily a scam as much as it is taking advantage of young people who don't really know what they're doing in life.
Is McDonald's doing that?
I don't think they have
an unusual sales system, and
yeah.
I can say that I'm uncomfortable with their sales system. I don't know what else I'm uncomfortable with. I don't know much about their product, but you know that's it's an unusual sales system, and people are going to look at that and they're going to call it. They're going to call it a scam. I don't think that that's a problem necessarily.
Do you think calling it taking advantage is wrong too? I mean,
I don't think they are taking
buyer
advantage.
Buyer beware, caveat emptor. They should know better. That kind of thing. I suppose you're right. The ultimate decision is in Alex's hands.
If they're misrepresenting something, that's when it's a scam. If they say that they'll give you $17.25 or whatever for setting an appointment,
as long as it qualifies.
But what does that mean?
Yeah.
And that's where that is the devil in the details.
As far as I'm concerned. Let's bring it back. Alex, what is a qualified appointment with this company? Did they go over that information?
Well, you can't be a party. It has to be one-on-one. You can't be there with 25 other people pitching to all of them at the same time.
How about a husband and wife?
Be, They must be over the age of 25.
How about a husband and wife?
And they must have full-time employment.
How about a husband and wife?
Oh, no, you can do that, as long as it's just not a huge party.
What if they're retired?
I don't know. But the whole reason that they claim that they have the rules is so that they know that the person that we're pitching it to can actually pay for the knives and that you're not selling it to, like, a 9-year-old.
Well, the rules are there to protect you, Alex.
Let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
A lot of things started popping out real quick. 13 and a quarter for an appointment. After taxes, that's probably around $9. And you'd have to make 8 appointments a day for 40 hours a week, and you'd make about $270 a week.
Well, no, he's getting commission, too.
It's $17.25 for appointments.
But, and he'd get commission on a sale. And from what I'm looking at here, you had asked Mark about, well, how does the commission structure work?
That's compensation is what I asked about.
Having read a little bit more during the news break, what I determined, and Alex, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, but what I determined is it's cumulative. So if you sell $1,000 worth of knives, you make 10%. If you sell $3,000, you make 15% or whatever the percentage is, 20%. But there's no reset. Yeah, so it's cumulative. Wow. Is that right, Alex?
Yes, it is right.
That's pretty good. I would say that's a fair compensation package rather than having to bang out $3,000 in sales a month just to make the cut.
Yeah.
You know, if you can keep going up and up, that's pretty cool.
You've got these guys that came together. How many people were actually at this meeting, Alex?
12.
You got 12 people that probably all came from the same area, I would assume, because it's
right.
Probably a rented AA building or something like that. But once they do that, then you've got your leads, but there may be a crossover, because everybody is buying for selling in the same region.
Right. Now, the one thing about the leads is that there was a concern raised that with the leads you have to get them and that you would go door to door. I don't think that's the case. What you do is after you get your initial people, they will give you leads at the house. So then you would get like 5 or 10 other people that they know to talk to.
Alex, here's the part where I get a little skeptical, is the idea that, you know, first off, when you do this the first time in the first week, the first month, you're going to be a little ham-fisted at it. You know, you're going to be less than suave in your knife pitch.
Sure.
And that's going to come through to some people as, you know, like, this is a bad pitch. I don't want to experience this. I'd like him to go away, that kind of thing. And those people are not, I'm sorry, going to provide you with any leads. So they tell you they'll provide you with leads. Well, yes, you'll ask them for leads, and they'll provide the leads that they provide. But that doesn't mean that you will get 5 leads from every appointment that you go to.
Right.
But that is a good system, generally, to ask for referrals.
Yeah, I like to ask for referrals after I've done business with somebody. That's the idea, is that they're selling the sale. They're not selling the knife, and that bothers me. He's going to ask for the referral at the end of the sale. He's not going to ask for the referral after these people have used the knives and experienced the knives and had them in their home for a while. When I ask for a referral from a customer, I do it after the end of their run, because I want other people to hear, yes, I bought ads with Free Talk Live. Those ads worked. I got X number of additional sales. Things were awesome. I would buy with them again. That's not what I'm hearing, and that's not how it works.
Steve, any other thoughts? Or Alex?
Yeah, is there a knife sharpener in the kit?
I don't think the knives can be sharpened because they are serrated with some kind of patent pending system, and it cuts in, you know, forward, backward, and down. But what you can do is you can send them back to the company, and I believe they replace them for free because they have a lifetime guarantee, and you can transfer the lifetime guarantee in a will.
It says here that it's $9 shipping. Well, they're charging shipping and handling. They're saying it's free, but it's a $9, $6, and $9 shipping and handling charge. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Alex, let us know what you decide, and if you'd go with it, give us the play-by-play. Let us know how it's going for you.
I'm doing the training data, and I'll call you after.
All right, man. Thanks. Good luck. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us at Free Talk Live. chat.freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the chat room. You can head over to chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show and any old time if they're there. Chat.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls. Still on the topic of the knife-selling direct sales companies, let's go to Brian in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to you, and I've assessed this whole deal. It's like any other thing with these lifetime guarantees. You know, it's an inexpensively made item. It's probably a decent product. They put a lifetime guarantee on it, knowing that you're going to lose the paperwork. You know, you'll replace the knives. You'll forget about the guarantee, and if you do use the guarantee, they're going to charge you enough for shipping and handling. It's like these free books with $29.95 shipping. They're not free. They're nailing you enough on the shipping and handling to pay for the $3 knife that comes from South Korea or wherever.
Yeah, to the company, they say on their website that if you send in like 1 to 3 knives, it's $9 for the shipping, and then $6, and if it's 4 or more, then it's $9. So they're not charging you by the knife.
Okay, where are the knives made though?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, they crank out 100 of them, probably $200 overseas. And, you know, it's probably not a bad knife, but, you know, do you remember to send them in when they break? Mm-hmm. And the reason they probably want you to sell them one-on-one, if you get a party of 20 people, there'll be one smart guy like me that says, don't waste your money. Go to Costco, buy the Henkel knives for $100 that come with a wooden stand, and they're probably the best knife you can buy for the money, and forget these other things.
Well said, Brian. Any other thoughts?
And he'll run it for the other 9 possible customers, and everybody will be going to Costco and buying their knives there.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. In fact, that's what popped into my head when I heard that rule was they just don't want people talking each other down is what they don't want.
Well, they're the one smart guy that tells them where to go to get the best deal on one of the best knives out there right now. In fact, they have their corporate headquarters here in Scottsdale on the side of the road. It's about an $8 million building. And
I was reading through the thread, and I saw, what was the brand name on that again?
It's Henkel. They're a German-made knife, I believe, H-E-N-K-E-L. They may be made in another country, but I think they were originally...
I don't care where they're made, as long as they cut my damn food. Thank you for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you.
What's their ad budget?
I agree with him. Wait, what?
What's their ad budget?
Oh, I don't know. But I agree with him. Like, I'll go with the store brand any old day.
Benefiting from Henkel knives. I mean, you know, how many times did he mention Henkel knives in
I
his
asked
call?
Him to mention it a second time. He mentioned it once.
Just, you know, they're in Scottsdale.
I did
that
just to piss you off, actually.
Right. And, you know, what's the point of that?
These are the best
darn knives ever. How do you know?
They're good enough, though. What he's pointing out is they are just a brand that's sold at a mass market retailer, and, you know, you get your block and all of the stuff with it, probably for a fraction of the cost that the direct sales company is going to sell it for. And we all know that market...
You don't know how this direct sales company's business plan works, man. You're not an expert at this. You have done network marketing. That is not what these people do.
But the stuff's always
overpriced. I agree with everything the caller said, except I don't know anything about Henkel, and it annoys me that because they sell them at Costco, they must be the best darn knives made, and I don't care where they are as long as they cut my steak. You don't like Cutco, you do like Henkel, you don't know crap about either one of these things.
No, I don't know, and I never said I knew anything about it, but
you're
I do know that I'll take the cheaper knife set from the big box discount store any day over some sort of $300 set.
I'm with you.
So that's what I know, Mark, and now you're saying you're with me. Let's talk to Ken.
Here, let me tell you about this. I got some crappy steak knives 7 years ago for letting some guy do a Kirby demonstration in my living room. All right? I've still got 2 of them left because I probably used the other 2 to tighten a flathead screw on my lawnmower or something. And those things have been cutting my steak perfect.
Hell yeah.
Why do you need Henkel great knives from Costco? I mean,
I didn't say they were great. I don't know anything about them.
Knives, serrated knives don't get dull unless you use them to cut things that you shouldn't have been cutting them with.
They sounded cheap to me. $100 for a whole set of knives with the block.
What's a set of knives? You're talking about 8 knives for $100? That's not cheap.
Man.
not cheap.
I don't know.
It does sound rather expensive.
I haven't seen the product.
Sorry, man. I mean, go call up Henkel, see if you can do an endorsement.
You are getting so upset.
You're just jumping on board with any old thing and berating people you don't know crap about.
No, I saw you getting all upset, and I knew it would make you more upset if I mentioned him again. All right, let's talk to Ken in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually in a unique position. My parents have had Cutco knives since I was... since I can remember, and I'm 24 right now.
Wow.
And you loved them so much, you grew up and decided to sell them.
No, and my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend did, and she ended up making $800 over the course of a whole summer. She could have made more at McDonald's. Hmm. But I personally have a set of Henkel knives.
This is hilarious.
Are you telling the truth, or are you just saying that to Jack and Mark?
I am absolutely telling the truth. My brother got them for me for Christmas. It came with the 12-pack and the butcher block.
12 knives, see, Mark? 12, not 8.
Well, that's the 12 steak knives. I wish you'd listen to these people. This is that your job.
Wait,
there's
is it a steak knife?
Steak knives.
Why would you need 12 steak knives?
I have six steak knives and six varying knives for chicken.
My mistake.
See?
My mistake.
All right.
And so, I've also worked in kitchens professionally for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I have experience with knives.
So what do you think?
So in your face, Mark.
Cutco knives are definitely better, but the Henkel knives get the job done for me. So
what's the price difference? What's the price difference between a similar set with the Cutco?
I would guess it's somewhere in the $400 range. I don't know. My parents bought them.
So like 4 to 1? So 4 times more expensive, you think, maybe, for the Cutco?
Yeah, but I've had these for a year and a half, and my parents have had them for 20, so who knows how long these will last.
Can you sharpen that product?
No, not at all. You can't sharpen it at all. It comes out as it is, and you're stuck with the way it is, so...
So is this supposed to be something you don't even ever have to sharpen because of the way it's manufactured?
I don't know. I don't know too much about it. I was given it as a gift, and it's worked out great for me. So.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know what the best knives in the world are out there.
I just don't want Cutco to get short shrifted here. They've been, you know, that you've called out their name on the air. I wouldn't have done it. I don't want them to, you know, to feel, you know, listen to this and feel like we've treated them unfairly.
It's not like they're going to advertise.
Completely fairly. And, well, nor is Henkel, man.
How do you know? Maybe you should put them on your prospects list.
I'm not going to.
All right. Well, there is a little bit more here to the story. According to scam.com, the forums there.
I don't like even the name of them, but go ahead.
One of the people here has some experience with all of this, and we'll share some of that with you here in a moment. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll find out what it's like to be on the kind of the inside here of this direct sales world. And if you've got an experience you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. As a customer or perhaps as a representative, let us know how it was for you. This is Free Talk Live. You can also bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, your show, you bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. People have had a lot to say about the issue of direct marketing, specifically the world of knives. Let's go to Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi. Well, to me, it's just knives, $500, that doesn't add up to me because I'm just using it to cut fruits and vegetables and a steak, maybe. Kind of seems scammy, but I don't know. From my experience, I wouldn't go for it. It doesn't seem very profitable.
How old are you, Jeremy?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I am 22.
There you go. See, that's why they say nobody under the age of 25 do they give money for an appointment for. So you're, as far as they're concerned, unqualified, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, you know, I know Amazon kind of severed ties with their Rhode Island affiliates.
Okay.
Or associates.
Yeah.
But I actually just purchased the privatization of roads and highways, human and economic factors.
Mm-hmm.
off of Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Excellent.
And I'd like to remind people, if you're going to buy a book, buy it through Amazon.
Or if you're going to buy a knife set, buy it through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Oh, God, now he's figured out where he wants to buy knives.
Yeah, you know, I was, I actually never heard of Walter Block. I hate to change the subject from knives because it's right. Really interesting. But I never heard of him until that interview the other day. And I thought he was great, but I really feel he didn't get enough time. I mean, he's Kago, and he's got a lot more time than Walter Block.
Walter Block had a whole hour on the show. I mean, how much do you want?
More time than the Cutco Knife skit.
Well, too bad. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, Walter Block, he was entertaining, and usually we keep entertaining guests on for an entire hour.
Yeah, he asked specifically how long he was going to be on. Walter Block is a well-compensated professor and probably one of the premier libertarian thinkers of our time. It's probably not cool of us to just say, hey, you're going to be on for an hour, and then, oh, can we hold you on? It's not fair to ask a guest on the air, can you stay? It's hard once you have a planned cutoff time to decide, you know, that segment, you decide you want to keep him on. You can't ask him ahead of time. Then you have to say goodbye to him at the end of it. What are you going to do? Like, you're in this real dilemma. Have I made that clear, Ian?
No, not really.
Okay, let me try one more time. So you decide in the last segment, we should keep on Walter Block. But you can't ask him on the air because it's rude.
I could ask. I've asked people on the air.
I understand you have, but I'm of the opinion that it is rude to ask people
on the air. Because they'll feel pressured to say yes?
Correct. So they're on in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, what? You can't stay? What kind of guest are you?
I wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't say that, but the listener may in their own mind.
Hmm.
So I consider it to be rude to ask somebody on the air whether they can stay or not. And secondly...
You've never told me you thought that's rude.
I think I have, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Whatever. I consider it rude, and not terribly rude, mind you. It's still an offer, and you can kind of get the feel of how you're talking to the person, whether you can do it or not, but it's verging on rudeness. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the last segment, if you decided in the last segment, you have to say goodbye, so you can't really ask them after the segment. You're really in this quandary. You have to decide before the last segment whether or not you're going to do it, and you're not really thinking about that. You're thinking about, what am I going to say in the next segment?
Right. And it's not really a guest-based show. It was a Saturday night show when we had Walter Block on, and I wanted to get to the other callers that have things they want to talk about. And
Walter Block was a great interview, from what I understand, though. Lots of people commented on it.
So one more comment here on this, the Cutco direct sales, knife sales, from somebody who apparently was involved for a little while. He says, let me clear a few things up. First of all, Vector Marketing and Cutco aren't a scam, but rather companies that appear to be built on a foundation of misleading and deceptive practices. The product itself is a great product and top of the line for kitchen cutlery, so that can't be argued with. However, that's not the problem. The real issue with this company is the way they train and treat their employees. From day one, which, by the way, are they really employees? I guess they are if they're getting paid to go do a presentation.
It looks like an employee and acts like an employee. As far as the United States government goes, it is an employee.
From day one, it's a little suspicious to show up in an interview where you have no idea what you'll be doing beyond working for some sort of marketing company. In addition, in the training meetings, it's apparent that mostly anyone gets hired to work for the company if they meet basic qualifications, like fogging a mirror. So the whole special feeling that you get when you feel like you've beat out the other candidates as you're told at the interview quickly diminishes when you find out that everybody gets hired. Somebody else earlier in the thread points out that they came back in and they didn't even recognize him after they'd hired him because they just hire so many people.
Right. And that in and of itself is a problem. Why are they hiring so many people?
Because they want to sell them all sales kits.
Well, I don't know. No, that's not true. That's likely these sales. I don't know about this. You're convinced the sales kit is the crux of this, and I don't think it is. I think that it's just what this guy said. It's that the way the employees are gone through. The reason they're hiring all those employees, to me, this is a guess, is because they go through a lot of employees.
Yes.
Why do they go through a lot of employees?
Sales. It's tough.
If it's a great place to work, not true. If it's a great place to work, then they'll keep employees.
But sales is tough, Mark. I mean, when salesmen get when new salesmen get those no's, which they'll get, that's mostly what you're going to get. It's very
Learjet is not going through a bunch of salespeople.
No, that's true.
Just saying. You know, there's better.
They're burning through the numbers.
Yeah.
They're burning through the numbers.
You know, and
that's why I said I believe they're taking advantage of young people that don't really know what they're getting into. And of course, it is buyer beware, and they should be doing their research before they join up.
That's partly true, but any job you're likely to land if you haven't had much work experience is not going to be a particularly good job in and of itself, most likely. I mean, your alternative, you can work in fast food, you can work in retail, but really your compensation is not likely to be that great.
It won't be based on performance, that's for sure. You're not going to get paid at McDonald's based on how many burgers you sell.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true, but...
But there are going to be more people coming through the door the next day to buy another burger, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up about all this, is that selling knives has to be pretty difficult, because... Who doesn't have knives at home? I mean, how many people
are selling the value of the knife, the guarantee of the knife?
I understand that, but you're trying to. But who doesn't have knives, right? So you have to sell somebody on the idea that, well, your knife set is either, if it's dull, then that makes sense. Then they're going to be looking for new knives. But it's like selling mattresses, which is what the network marketing company I joined up with when I was 19 was doing. How often does somebody have to buy a mattress? I mean, it amazes me that mattress stores can even stay in business. I guess there are that many people.
Profit margin on them.
There is a large profit margin, no doubt. But I guess there are just that many people that are, you know, they've gone through 15 years or 10 years or 20 years, however long their mattress lasted them, and they're now in the market for a mattress, and there's just enough to keep the businesses going. But for me, doing sales, I'd be more interested in selling a consumable product, you know, a vitamin or something like that, something that people need to come back and get the next month. Because once you sell the knife set, those people are done for.
I agree with that. I think that you know, people go through things, and you want to sell is you want to sell a good quality product that you can believe in, and you want to be with a company that treats you well and doesn't you know, jerk you around. And I don't know anything about these specific companies, but those would be a lot of the things that I would be looking for.
He says in the post on the forum at scam.com, when being taught how the job works and is comprised, we received no legal documents but are required to take notes on what the manager is saying. This allows for a large area of confusion. The two words that best describe the way pay and appointment setups take place are purposely misleading. Because of this, technically the managers didn't lie, but rather made things purposely confusing. For example, when taught on how the pay system works, we copied down a formula which consisted of the following: pay equals base plus incentive. Since we were taught that we were to receive a base pay of $15 regardless of whether we made a sale, any logical thinker would assume that you receive $15 plus any commission you make. That's what I was thinking when he was explaining it to us earlier.
But the $15 is actually the base plus the incentive.
The incentive for the employee is to keep selling so your commission increases and gets added to the base rate of $15. However, I quickly learned this was not at all true after I got my first paycheck. Apparently, they explained to us that you either get the base pay or you get the commission if it's higher, and not both. And that's fine. That makes sense.
Right. It's just, it shouldn't be misleading.
But they need to make it clear to people.
And how long before you get that first paycheck? Is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
He said he got shorted on the paychecks as well. They're not very well kind of explained on the check. You have to keep track of your own numbers if you want to be able to compare it. It's a lot of work. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother. You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, I know you had an email about a lifeboat situation. Pull that up. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the one of the ways you can help support the show. We mentioned it a few moments ago. It's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about direct sales and knives all night. I'm sure Amazon sells various different knife sets. They sell virtually everything. So if you are looking for a new pair of knives or a new set of knives, Free Talk Live will get the commission if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. You don't have to invite somebody into your home to pitch you or anything like that. Just go and do your shopping from the quiet of your den or your basement or wherever your computer is. Get the ordering done. You can read reviews of the items that you're looking at, which is why I think one of the most useful parts about Amazon's website. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link. Buy whatever you need. They've got dozens of categories. You can even buy used items. And again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Mark, do you have that?
I do.
Email?
And it's not an email. It's a it's a post to the BBS, but I still liked it. At BBS.freetalklive.com. It's our message board. Hundreds of thousands of posts. Thousands of posters.
Yes.
And I'm just going to take excerpts from this. This is a very long post from this gal.
Okay.
I've been learning a lot about the voluntarist way of thinking about things and approaching problems, but I have to admit that there are still plenty of situations that my thinking doesn't automatically apply a voluntarist approach. My husband, who has been learning all about this stuff for the last year or so, has slowly been teaching me. We often have conversations where I'll present him with a scenario or a problem. He explains to me how it should or would be handled in a voluntarist society, which leads me to my question. I'm in college. In my psychology class, we study the Kohlberg theory of moral development, and I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but in connection with the theory, an ethical dilemma is raised, and one is to apply each level of moral development to the dilemma in order to determine how the character would, within the dilemma, would respond. When my husband looked at the chart with the levels of moral development, he felt that they were pretty anti-liberty and kind of backwards. We were also asked as part of the assignment to put ourselves in the dilemma and to explain how we would react and then determine where we believed ourselves to be in the moral development scale. Now, this may seem like a pointless hypothetical question for me to be bringing into your forum. That's the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. So I'll explain why I am. I want to know how voluntarists would respond. I'm seeing that these beliefs are more than just political beliefs. My husband's entire paradigm has shifted to include more principled, liberty-oriented, moral, and ethical standards.
Good man.
Would you say that the voluntarist way is your ethical standard, and that's what you use to look at the world?
It's a pretty moral way to look at things, I would say so.
I find that the libertarian standard, as I view the word libertarian, is the way that I look at the world, too. So, yes.
And the voluntarist
it's
ideal.
It's a moral standard. It's really not politics. It's a way of looking at everything. The fact is, as a poster in the forum says here, everybody conducts themselves, by and large, in a pro-liberty fashion throughout their day, every day.
In a voluntarist fashion, in that they are only doing things by consent. Two parties, if two or more parties are involved, they're all consenting to the transaction. That's the way business is done. There are only a few exceptions to the voluntarist standard, and that is those who will use coercive force to achieve their means, whether it be a criminal breaking into your home or whether it be the criminal government people making demands of you and extracting money and your wealth and your obedience from you.
I'm not sure that by and large, most people most of the time follow that standard. I don't know if it's only a few exceptions. I would argue that probably a majority of people have at some point in their life shoplifted or done something that would be seen as some kind of a transgression.
Sure. I'm not excluding people simply because they have violated the aggression principle one time in their life. I'm talking about the majority of actions. The vast majority of actions that go on in America, right, in the world, are done in a fashion where, you know, two consenting adults decide, you know, what medium of exchange they want to, you know, give for what serve good or service.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever it is, that the vast majority of actions. I'm
if that weren't true, it would be
chaos, not individuals.
Yeah, and that's certainly true. Most people, most of the time, are acting, interacting on a voluntary basis, and they have no need to resort to violence.
Right. Like, and mostly, and I would say also that all of the people have resorted to force or fraud to get their way at some point in life. So one can use.
It may usually come before adulthood, like during when you're a kid and you don't know any better.
Force and fraud. I mean, adulthood. Okay.
So. The only time I've ever taken something from a store, I think I was 3 years old. I grabbed a pack of gum off the impulse buy shelf, and my mom told me you're not supposed to do that, so I learned my lesson.
I'd say you're a particularly good kid.
So when we talk about these issues of voluntarism, usually the critics have to go to the ludicrous extreme to even try to make a point against voluntarism. So where is she going with all this?
Well, I hate the term ludicrous because in this world there are infinite, you know, there's so many individuals and so many different things those individuals can do in their lives that if you just read the news, you'll find ludicrous scenarios in every day in the newspapers. So I hate using that term.
I just want to hear what it is.
All right, here we go. The Heinz Dilemma. In Europe, a woman who was near death from a very... Why does it matter if it's in Europe? A very special kind of cancer. Okay, special cancer. There was one drug that the doctors thought might save her. It was a form of radium that the druggist in the same town that they lived in had recently discovered. The drug was expensive to make, but the druggist was charging 10 times what the drug cost him to make. He paid $200 for the radium and charged $2,000 for a small dose of the drug. The sick woman's husband, Heinz, went to everyone he knew to borrow the money, but he could only get together about $1,000, which was half of what the cost was. He told the druggist that his wife was dying, and he asked him to sell it to her cheaper or to let him pay later. But the druggist said, "No, I discovered the drug, and I'm going to make my money from it." So Heinz got desperate and broke into the man's store to steal the drug for his wife. So should Heinz have done that, and why?
Of course he shouldn't have done that.
Well, I think that first
that's
off,
stealing.
Seems
obviously wrong.
Okay, so his wife dies. These are the dilemmas that, for one, they're very difficult for libertarians because they're presented in the wrong manner. If you're talking about a libertarian world, the fact is Hines would have been able to go to someone and get the $1,000 buy-in, promising his work into indenturehood. You know, he could say, look, I'll work for you.
I'll enslave myself.
I'll enslave myself. I'll indenture myself to you for a year for
$1,000. My wife is that important to me.
Right. And then he would get the $1,000. He'd go to the druggist and get it. Now, if you want me to work within this scenario.
But that's why it's ludicrous, because it doesn't real world is not applying here.
It's ludicrous because they just give you a yes or no.
Right, they're setting the parameters for the discussion.
And yes or no doesn't cover it in this scenario. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know what the right or the wrong thing to do. As far as yes or no, yes, I would break into that building in order to save my wife. However, I think that the moral and ethical thing to do is to bring the $1,000 with me, set it on the counter along with a note that says, look, I had to have this stuff in order to take care of my wife. Here's $1,000 and my telephone number.
And you promised to pay the other $1,000 back, or
I wouldn't do anything like that. I already asked him about that, and he didn't say that. Call me up, and we'll discuss it. But now I've got the drug, and I'm going to give it to my wife.
And you would know you were wrong in your actions.
Well,
right?
I think that the druggist is wrong too. Personally.
Wrong for charging an arbitrary amount for his services. I mean, he created the cure for cancer. He wants to charge a few bucks for it. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but I would assume the husband says, "Hey, my wife is dying. I've got $1,000."
I'm sure he hears that all day and all night.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Nick, you're kind of silent over there. Any thoughts?
It's a difficult question. I've heard similar thought experiments posed. And I have to agree with Mark. I mean, I think realistically I would probably actually take it. I can't say that I wouldn't.
But you would know you were wrong.
Right.
It's definitely an immoral action, is it not?
Yeah, but one has to wonder how much that matters if it doesn't actually prevent me from stealing it. Then I can say I was wrong, but I still did it. So one has to wonder how valuable it is that I say it's wrong. So I think the correct thing to do would be to make the druggist here whole. I mean, I think I wouldn't complain about having a judgment against me for $1,000 or however much I've taken from him.
It reminds me about like the hurricane situation that somebody presented with us before.
Right, it's always some outlandish situation. It's you and me in a boat, and all we've got is a hacksaw and a schnauzer.
Right. But the hurricane one is more realistic. I mean, the idea that some natural disaster is bearing down. You need to get some bread. There's a store over there. It's empty. People are running out with food in their hands. Do you go in and do you take the bread? And that's a much more realistic kind of scenario, much more
certainly
likely.
Happened in New Orleans recently.
Right. And in that case, I think that if it's a life and death thing, certainly the rules do change. And I think that in that case, you are absolutely in the right to lay down some money or come back later on, return to that same location when the employees are actually there staffing the store and say, hey, I took some bread during the disaster and I wanted to compensate you for it. I think that would be the right the way to do the most right in a situation where wrong is being perpetrated. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want, chime in on this or anything else. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.